cutback in that game early in the second to score four and through goals like that. Just what does that say about the resiliency of this team to sustain that high tempo pace through the rest of play?
Yeah, we did a good job of putting the brakes on from having a bad maybe 11, 12 minutes in the second. Had a really good first. We took our foot off the gas, but they're a really good team. They're going to capitalize on the turnovers and chances, and that's exactly what they did. We had a better start against them this time than we did last time in the building. And, I think Yanni Gord's got a couple big goals for us to get us back into it with the power play. And, we found a way to get back into it. Our goalie made some great saves, but our PK was really good too.
Is there more emphasis placed on the start tonight, considering what they did last time, you guys?
I think so. I think it's just the feeling inside the room. You don't want to be embarrassed in your own rink, and I think that was the start of our little bit of a losing streak, kind of losing our luster there for that about a week and a half or two. So we needed to come back out and have a great start, and we did that, and we capitalized on even scoring, in the first shift.
How big was the forecheck for you guys tonight? Just the aggressiveness, tenacity to hold them to just two shots in the first period? I think you guys are making a more concerted effort to be better there.
Yeah, I agree. If you don't turn pucks over like we did against them last time and feed their transition game, we put pucks in behind them, kept them really far away from our net, and found a way to capitalize on a few goals. So it was something that was a game plan for ours. It's always to put pucks in and play with our speed. The faster we can do it, the more offensive zone time we're going to have.
How much does Yanni's energy give you guys some spark sometimes? I know he keeps on going all the time.
Yeah, no, if he could play the Islanders every day, I think he'd be pretty happy with that. He didn't score too many goals from far out on him. He, right around that net, it takes a lot of will and skill to be around the net like that, and he's definitely willing to do it and scored some big goals for us tonight.
How big is this team? You look at the score sheet tonight, Stammer didn't have a goal, Kucherov didn't have a goal, Hedy didn't have a point, he's sitting all in up with six.
I think, we're pretty lucky. We have guys that are willing to play certain roles and put guys on the ice at almost any moment. We're going to have probably some matchup advantages against some teams with the depth, but we still have to go out there and prove it every single night. If we want to get shifts in the O-zone, we have to go out there and capitalize on our line, and it's something we did tonight. We got a few more shifts. It's unfortunate our big guys maybe stay off the score sheet, but we know that they're going to pull through and capitalize on the moments that we need them.
What's your goal? Was you surprised to get that much space down the boards?
The D-man was turning like for the puck. I just found a way to pop it through his legs. He keeps skating, didn't have to slow down.